from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster with you. Jad Chambers manning that IHOP hotline, keeping this thing rocking and rolling for us. We are rocking and rolling. Chiefs camp, we talked about Harrison Butker. So Mitch Holthus has been having conversations with Steve and Ted, and Jad has been getting that gathered up. Before we go back to the Royals, let's stay on football for just a little bit. So today, what Jad has pulled is Mitch, and you know, we talked about this preseason game coming up. And just by the way, we did not get any insight on how much players will play from Andy Reid. He said he'll tell us that later in the week. We anticipate it'll be the same as it always is, probably a series for the starters and in this first one. But one of the things that we do want to watch for is the wide receiver room and how quickly they're acclimating. In practice, it looks good. What about games? Hollywood Brown, a big part of that. He was the big free agent acquisition. How does he like the Chiefs right now? Let's get some audio from Hollywood Brown. This coming from Mitch Holthus this morning on Steve and Ted. Here's what Mitch had to say about the new wide receiver.
But with Hollywood, he's never been in a system like this. He has never been with a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes. He had the early days of Lamar Jackson. And so right now, I'm not sure there's anybody happier than Hollywood Brown.
For me, it feels like match made in heaven. I'm excited to be here. It's just been great since I've been here. I'm loving it.
In this offense, how much does it fit your skills?
It fit me very good, very well. When you look at all the things I want to do on the field, Coach Reed let me do it, so I'm excited.
And to play with Pat, we've already seen it. I watched it all through OTAs, but then seeing it out here, what about playing with Patrick and what that means?
He's one of the best to do it. You know, it's nothing he can't do on the field. Like, some of the throws he makes is, like, incredible. He sees the field very well. And so for us, it's real easy, you know, to get out your break and knowing where the ball going to be. It's perfect.
Third level of the offense is open for business again. Hollywood will make a play every day. What a surprise, I think, everyone in the Chiefs Kingdom camp is his consistency. He doesn't flash and disappear. He is steady as he goes and then will make a great play. Good route runner, immediately got onto the same radar with Mahomes, and he's a high-volume guy. I was checking it out. 18 times in his career, he has had double-digit targets in a single game.
They don't need a high-volume guy, but it's nice to have it in the bag. If they have a high-volume guy, I would imagine Hollywood Brown would be the third option for high-volume behind Travis Kelce and Rashi Rice. But it's nice to know it's there, because there could be games where any of these guys are the high volume guys. I think having different options there is interesting. I don't know what Hollywood Brown's role is with the team, knowing what Worthy has been doing, but I know it's going to be great He fits so much of what we thought they needed. It's just sort of like a consistent guy, a potential game breaker, but he does a little of everything, right? So if we try to define out what all the receivers do, we know what Kelce does, right? He's the option over the middle of the field. He's always option A. He's the safety blanket. All of those things that he does. We don't need to talk about him. Rashee Rice is the move the sticks guy, kind of like he turned into last year, right? Maybe he breaks one off after he runs, but he's kind of the move the sticks guy, keep things going. If Worthy ends up being, you know, Marquez Valdes-Scantling of this offense and the consistent deep threat option, and I don't know what he's going to be. I just know he has that obviously in the tank based on what we've seen at practice. What does that mean Hollywood Brown is? I think he is as versatile, maybe the most versatile as any of this group. Maybe he does everything. I don't know that he gets locked into one specific thing, Tommy. I'm not sure with him. I just know he's an immense talent, and you'd like to get the ball in his hands. And I think that they will. How much? How many times in a game? Five? I don't know. I mean, there's only one ball and about 15 options, but it is interesting. And I do think watching his role early will be intriguing for the Chiefs.
I think that Hollywood Brown can impact a game in a variety of different ways. And that's one of the big appeals of him coming into Kansas City. But I do think right off the bat, one of the things that he will do probably from day one is serve as a really, really effective decoy for this Chiefs offense, because I think that, you know, a lot of defenses are going to, they know his speed. They know his upside. They know what Hollywood Brown can do. He hasn't always done it in his career, but his upside is always there. The athleticism has always been there. The flash has always been there. Xavier Worthy, regardless of what he's done in training camp and how great it is still kind of an unknown, especially to defenses. And so I think that defenses are going to rather try to lock down on Hollywood Brown because they know what Brown can do to hurt them. And so I think that he can be used from like day one, from the get-go, as a really, really solid decoy. That may open up opportunities, and I think it will, for guys like Xavier Worthy to really feast. And so that's why I think it's not going to take you, you know, remember Rashee Rice a year ago, it took him a while to get acclimated into the offense and, you know, his stat lines really started to, improve as the year went on for Kansas City. But I think for Xavier Worthy, you might be seeing him be able to impact that stat line from game one because of how effective a decoy I think Hollywood Brown can be.
They're all decoys to each other, I think. What I think will be interesting is Rashee Rice, you know, he chiseled out what he chiseled out, I think, based on necessity more than anything else last year. How much was necessity and how much was him? I think that'll be something we get a good grasp of early in this season, because if he maintains the role he had last year, then it'll tell you he's that dude. My guess is he will not. I still think he's going to be good. Don't get me wrong. I still think he's going to be very good. I just think what we saw out of him last year had a lot to do with they just didn't have another choice, right? And so now they have at least two other good choices. What does that mean for him? So all of it is a good thing for Patrick Mahomes, but each of them individually, I'm just not sure yet. We got to see that. And that I think we will begin to see just a little bit of in preseason. Probably not in this first game because you'll only get about a series. But toward that last preseason game, if like they play a half, I think that'll give us a pretty good indication. If you're playing fantasy football and you're trying to do early drafts, I don't know. I don't know who the guy to bet on is. I would say it's either Rashee Rice, honestly. As much as I like Hollywood Brown, I like Hollywood Brown a lot. I'd say it's probably Rice or Worthy that you would bet on. Because I think they're all probably in about that same range. I would go with those other two, but I love Hollywood Brown. I think he's an immense talent, and I hope he stays healthy. That's the other thing about having this many guys. It protects you from injury a little bit, and it lessens the injury risk of each of them individually too. Okay, Tommy, let's look at the Royals a little bit tonight here. You get the rest of the series with your two horses, sort of. This is where you need them to step up, right? If we look at the game tonight specifically, you're going to catch Lugo and Brian Bello. The Royals are favored in this game, -130 on the money line. This is probably one where, you know, if you're feeling good about Lugo and he was good his last time out, that I would probably be comfortable going to the run line at -1.5 because it's all the way up to 160. I like the Royals' chances to win these next two games. It's Cutter Crawford tomorrow, I believe, right? And he's good. He's as good as the Red Sox have. He has been in some high profile games and everything else. So I would say if you're looking at each individual game, tonight's the one you feel like you sort of have to have based on the matchup. I don't know if you agree with that, but yeah, it's Crawford tomorrow. Crawford's pretty good. It's Reagan's tomorrow. But this tonight feels like the one where it's like, okay, you gotta have this one tonight.
Yeah, I think that Seth Lugo has shown more often than not that decline that everybody was concerned about coming out of the All-Star break, maybe isn't as realistic as, you know, we all thought at one time. He's had a couple of really good outings in a row. I think that this is going to be probably the largest test since the All-Star break for Seth Lugo, because you've got, you know, pretty significant wild card ramifications on this particular game against this particular team. It's one thing to have a really solid outing against a team like the White Sox or the Tigers. It's another thing when you're playing a team above 500 at home as you're both battling for basically the same wild card spot. So the stakes are high for Seth Lugo. Remember, the last time that Lugo faced the Red Sox was right before the All-Star break, and it was in Boston. And it was the game that I think ultimately cost Lugo the opportunity to start the All-Star game for the AL. He did not have a good outing in that game. And that was kind of the first sign of, uh-oh, like, is this something going on? Like, is this not the dream start that Lugo had? Is it not sustainable the entire season? I think he's done a fairly good job of quieting that for the most part after the All-Star break. But the last time out against this same team, Lugo did not pitch well, and so he's going to have to turn that around in front of the home crowd at Kauffman tonight and show that, yes, the success that he's had this season absolutely is sustainable.
It's on Lugo, and I still want to see the bullpen play out. I want to see Lugo go six, and I want to see Lugo go seven, and then I'd love to see it go Bubich and Ursic, right? Like I want, we didn't get to see it last night because they didn't get there. We thought we were going to. I'm sitting there watching that as the Royals tie the game. I'm like, okay, we're going to get our bullpen lineup exactly what we asked for. Here we go. They're going to pitch 7, 8, 9. And then Singer couldn't get through that sixth inning. And then things unraveled on Zerpa. So we won't see Zerpa. I mean, I don't know if we look back at yesterday and say, okay, who's out of the mix there? Certainly Zerpa would be. To be in there, but it's some combination, it looks like, of Harvey, of Long, of Bubich, and of Ursing. Those appear to be the four guys, and I would agree with those four guys. Early indications would be that Quatraro prefers, you know, Harvey to be in the highest leverage moment. I don't happen to agree with that based on what we've seen at the moment. I would say Ursing. Bubich's role is probably the most intriguing. It doesn't really matter the order of things, Tommy, and I've said this before. I mean, ultimately, it does. I just don't know if you're going to get the Royals to a place where you can build up that psychological advantage of knowing who's taking the ball in the seventh, who's taking it in the eighth, who's taking it in the ninth, specifically, as much as we just need to see that they've got three or four consistent options back there in whatever the order happens to be, because you can blow a lead just as easily in the eighth inning as you can the ninth inning, or the yesterday that, you know, the sixth inning, and then more importantly in the seventh inning. We just need to see that they've got four guys. I think those are absolutely the four guys that we will look at the closest. And then there's Will Smith. Tommy, Will Smith's been really good. Like, he's been really good lately, and I'm hard on Will Smith. And this happened to him last year, right? He was given a big role early in the season. He survived. Then he just absolutely unraveled and fell apart. And then over the end of the year for the Rangers last year, he gave them quality outings. And I don't know what his role would be, because they have Long back there, you know, situational lefty perhaps, which is, you know, become harder to do in today's modern baseball with the rule changes. But he's another guy, I think, that we'll probably see take the ball in some high leverage situations and make us panic a little bit. But you know that, and then if that's the case, now they've got, what does that give them? Four options at the back end. It feels like they have enough on the roster. It's just, how do you sort it out? Yet the bullpen is the reason they've lost the last three losses that they have. It's been because of the bullpen.
Yeah, I think that really, again, it goes back to what I mentioned at the start of the show, that I know that really the way that the bullpen has been managed this season for the most part has been highly situational. And I get that. And that's, I think, due out of necessity. I wouldn't mind seeing more set and stable roles for the relievers that they have, especially the ones that are, you know, more reliable. And if that's it definitely has been Ursig, no doubt about it. Will Smith has been reliable over the last month and a half. Sam Long, I mentioned him. I think he's an underrated reliever on this team. He's not going to really light you up, but he's been pretty consistent for the most part. I think that those are the guys, and Chris Bubich, I think you could probably add to that mix as well. I'm not saying that it has to be a hard and fast, this guy pitches the seventh, this guy pitches the eighth,
like it to be, this guy pitches the ninth.
I don't think that's realistic. I'd like it to. I'm not sure it's realistic. But I would like to see a little bit more of a understanding of when these pitchers are going to be pitching and put them into the right situation for them. And I'm not saying that Quatrero hasn't done that by and large this season, but if I'm one of the relievers in the bullpen, it might be hard for me to, from game to game, understand when I might be used, if I might be used, what the situation will dictate. I do think that there is something to be said for, you can't get into that routine. You can't get into that habit where a closer that you know he's coming in the ninth, he can get ready all game long knowing that if the game is in the ninth and there's a lead, that you are going to come in and you are going to close the game. The Royals don't have that really with any of their relievers.
There's a difference in trying to navigate the end of a game and shortening the game. The great Royals bullpens of 14 and 15.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Team shortened the game. This bullpen tries to navigate the end of a game, right? And I think those are two very different things when it comes down to a bullpen. Again, I'm not sure Quatraro has what he needs to be able to shorten the game like that. I'm not sure any of these guys can do it. It would certainly be nice to get him to at least shorten it by an inning, right? And that's what a ninth inning closer can do for you. But right now, he's still just trying to figure out how to navigate the end of a game. How do you not screw it up when the starter hands the ball off? And I think those are two very, very, very different things as a manager. And I think Quatraro would like to shorten the game. Look, he has tried to chisel roles out for guys. It's just unraveling for a few of those guys. So now it's almost like he's got to start all over here. But he has a whole lot more weapons now to do it with than he did, you know, a month ago. And so it's going to just take a little time. I think by September, we're probably, in an optimistic take, we're probably going to have a pretty good idea of how the back of a game will shape up for the Royals. But it will take a little time to get there. You got to probably start with the ninth and then work your way backwards. And right now, I think the ninth should go to Urcic because I think his stuff has been the most electric. I think Quatraro would like it to go to Harvey, though, is what we've seen early on. And that's probably what we'll see in the short term. If you told me tonight that Lugo went six innings and then you had a two-run lead and you were going to go a reliever in the seventh, eighth, and ninth, I would bet you a dollar, Tommy, that it would go Bubich, Urcic, Harvey. That's what I think would happen. Now, Sam Long would like to have something to say about that, and maybe he replaces Bubich. I'm not sure. But I think it will go Urcic 8, Harvey 9 at least if the Royals are in that situation tonight. That would be my bet.
Yeah, I think that is the most potential that the back end of a Royals bullpen has probably had all season long. And that's probably the one that I would think we'll see at the end of the regular season and going potentially into the playoffs. So I think that getting them ready now in early August for what that back end of the bullpen might look like or should look like, I think is the right thing to do. As much as I want to see that in the same way that you do, I'm not sure that that's going to be the direction that Quatraro goes, because it's kind of just like,
it's,
you know,
not what I want to see. I want to see
who he's going to put out there, like who it's going to be from one game to the next. And, you know, I've been really hesitant to criticize the way Quatraro manages his bullpen. And I've said it before, by and large, he's managed it better this season than last year. But now you're at a point where it's big time, high leverage situations that have ramifications towards a playoff chase. It can't just be a game by game. Who's available? Let's see who we can throw out.
Yeah, like, no.
There's got to be a method behind that madness.
None of this is a criticism of Quatraro. None of it. Because I don't think there has been an obvious answer. So don't take it that way. That's not what I'm trying to say. And if you're asking me what I would like to see, I'd like to see 8 and 9 go Bubich, Urcic. I don't think that's what I'm going to see. I think that he feels obliged to at least keep running Harvey out there to see if he can be that, because what they gave up to get Harvey, it was a lot. And so that's probably what we're going to see. Is that the right answer? I don't think it is, but I think it could work. I just haven't seen that from Harvey yet this year. I think he's been a little shaky for me to be comfortable running him out there in the ninth. But we got time. This is what we love, right? We got time. And the Royals have got to get there. Maybe Lugo will just go 9 innings for him tonight. How about that? Or maybe the Royals offense will explode and they'll have a 12-run lead going into the 8th inning. And maybe none of it will matter. But that game you'll hear right here on KFH. It will be pregame coverage beginning again at 7:10 first pitch. So stay tuned for that. When we come back, Brandon Ayuk, the curious case of a very talented receiver, he might get traded. What impact would that have on the Chiefs? Yeah, I think it could. I think it could. We'll talk about that next on Sports Daily. It's all Brockton Caster. Don't go away.
KFH.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.